بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعنه رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال أتم الصف المقدم ثم الذي يليه فما كان من نقص فليكن في الصف المؤخر رواه أبو داود بإسناد حسن هذا أنس رضي الله عنه رئيس رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said fill in the front rows then the row that is behind it fill in the front row, then the next. If any row is to be incomplete, it should be the last row. So it's a simple procedure as we come into the masjid, we fill in the first saf for salat, for jamaat. So when the jamaat starts, the first row should be filled completely from one side to the other, then the second, then the third. And if there is any incomplete saf, it will be the last saf. So obviously, sometimes you don't have sufficient people to fill in the complete row, but the incompleteness should not be in the first saf; it should be in the last saf. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على ميامن الصفوف رواه أبو داود بإسناد على شرط مسلم وفيه رجل مختلف في توثيقه. In this narration, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha narrates that Rasulullah said, Allah Ta'ala and His angels send salutation to the right hand of the rows, right hand side of the rows. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy descends upon the Imam, then the one behind the Imam, then first on the right part of the row, and then ulama have said, then on the second, then he goes to the next saf, first on the right, then the left, then the third, like this. So these great virtues of standing on the right hand saf, of course the entire masjid can't stand on the right side, but first you complete the right saf and the left. So it is important that you fill in the first saf. The importance that is highlighted here is that a person when he joins the congregation, then he should try and fill in the first saf, to be filling the right and the left, and the imam should be standing in the middle. So you can either stand on the right or the left, but the important point here is to fill in the first saf. Obviously, according to this hadith, first, the people on the right side of the saf, the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, and the angels' salutation come upon them first, and then on the left. So obviously, if there are many people to the right, then the people will stand on the left-hand side of the imam. And like that, they'll complete the safs of the masjid. وعن البراء رضي الله تعالى عنه قال كنا إذا صلينا خلف رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أحببنا أن نكون عن يمينه يقبل علينا بوجهه فسمعته يقول رب قني عذابك يوم تبعث وقال تجمع عبادك رواه مسلم. هذا البراء رضي الله عنه says that we the صحابة رضي الله تعالى عنه they used to like to perform the salah behind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Or when they should perform the salah behind Rasulullah sallam, they would like to stand on his right hand side. And the reason for this he says, because after salah, Rasulullah would turn towards us, towards the right hand side. And we could then see his Mubarak face. And he said, I heard Rasulullah sallam saying the following dua after salah one day. رَبِّ قِنِي عَذَابَكَ يَوْمَ تَبْعَثُ وَقَالَ تَجْمَعُ عِبَادَكُ وَاللَّهِ Save me from your punishment on the day you gather your servants. That is the day of Qiyamah. Allah, save me from your punishment the day you gather or you resurrect your servants. This dua is also a masnoon dua to be read before a person goes to sleep. رَبِّ قِنِي عَذَابَكَ يَوْمَ تَبْعَثُ عِبَادَكُ Allah, save me from your punishment the day you will raise your servants. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وسط الإمام وسد الخلل رواه أبو داود. سيدنا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه says that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said let the imam be at the center and fill in the gaps. So obviously the imam won't stand on one extreme side of the masjid, he will stand in the middle, and like that we fill in on either side of the imam the safs, and we should fill in all the gaps. So see, suppose we're reading anywhere else, sometime we're traveling and there are few of us, so always keep the imam in the center and we read behind the imam, and we make sure that we fill in all the gaps. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to understand and make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma bihamdi, kana shakur.